This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. A well-known painting from the Revolutionary War, a portrait of an African-American sailor, now turns out to be an art mystery. The patriot in question is not black, as thought, but white. The portrait was being restored, cleaned up to hang at the Francis Tavern Museum in New York City. The exhibition titled, Fighting for Freedom, Black Patriots and Loyalists. The picture's owner had sent it to Peter Williams in Boston, and in his restoration shop, the truth came to light. Mr. Williams, when did you first begin to think that this was not a black sailor but a white sailor?
Well, I was pretty sure when I just saw the picture for the first time, just the first 30 seconds, that it might be suspect. Because in looking at various portions of the paint films, some of the area on the left side where there was a battle scene going on, the paint film seemed very cracked and aged, and it suffered the ravages of time. Whereas over in the area where there was the portrait, the paint seemed very slick and modern and didn't have any cracks. So we were immediately suspicious that this picture might have been started out in the 17th or 18th century as a portrait of a European white admiral, and then in the mid-20th century, a black face was painted over the white face.
Now, this portrait is owned by Dr. Alexander McBurney, a retired physician in Rhode Island. Did you call him up? What did he say?
Actually, he emailed me after we had the painting for over a day and asked me if we had any results. And I emailed him back after seeing the solvent test, and I said, I'm sorry, Dr. McBurney, but the black admiral is really a white guy.
What did he say?
Well, it took him a while to sort of settle down, but he revealed himself to be a true gentleman because he could have kept this secret to himself and sold the painting and made a huge profit. And to the credit of his moral character, he decided that he would tell everyone that it was what we had learned.
If this had turned out to be a true portrait of a black patriot, how important a picture is it, has it been, and would it be?
It could have been a great story because we know that there were, for example, there were slave insurrections in the West Indies. If this had turned out to be the leader of the insurrection, the picture could have been worth like possibly $1 million. But it turned out that that wasn't the case, and so now it's probably worth $3,000.
Now, the New Yorker magazine, in writing about this situation, mentions that it's possible that this is fairly recent, this change to the portrait.
I believe so. I believe that it was probably done in the early 70s, maybe a couple of years before Dr. McBurney bought the picture. In Rhode Island, there's a core of collectors who are interested in work by black artists and paintings of black people. And I think this old painting was modified to suit that demand.
And what happens to the portrait now?
Dr. McBurney wanted to continue enjoying the portrait, and so we fixed up the areas where we did tests, and I believe it now hangs proudly in his living room.
Peter Williams, the owner of Peter Williams Museum Services in Boston, thank you for talking with us, sir.
Thanks. It was a great pleasure.
And you can see the before and after photos that reveal the painting's true colors at our website, npr.org.